see, what can you tell us about how camp's going so far?
Camp's going great. I think we had a really, really good day today. You know, it's day four, I think. So just trying to take everything, you know, in stride. Just keep on going.
How's the carryover been from the spring to the fall so far?
Pretty good. I think as a defense, we focused on that carryover. We focused on working hard through the spring and through the summer, trying to maintain that knowledge. And hopefully we don't try to miss a beat once we go into fall camp.
How do you think people view the linebacker position this year as opposed to this time a year ago?
I'm not sure. I think, you know, we have, you know, more of a veteran group. You know, there's people that's been there for 2, 3, 4 years, you know, so we have a pretty veteran group, and there's guys that, you know, have proven themselves. I think we have a good, pretty good unit.
What's Elko like, and how are you guys adjusting to his games?
He's great. You know, his scheme's great. You just got to buy into it. Basically, you know, we just need everybody doing their own job. And if everyone's on the same page, then we'll have a great defense.
What can you say about the way that he's moving you and Dodson around in that second level?
You know, not a lot of moving, but it's nothing that we haven't played before, you know. So we're used to the spots that we're in. And, you know, he's going to put us in the best spots for us to be successful as a defense. So, you know, we just do our job.
Why is this defense going to be better this year?
I think we're more focused, not even as a unit, just as a whole team. You know, this team is focused, really determined to, you know, show what we got and show that, you know, this isn't the same team. I think we're just all on the same page, and we're getting ready to show, you know, it's going to be some different times.
How does one go about buying into a system? You said you all have to buy into it.
Yeah.
How do you go about doing that?
I mean, it just has to take everybody's individual effort, you know, to put all the pride aside, put all the egos aside, and just come together as a unit, you know, and just be a team. And, you know, that takes everybody from, you know, quarterbacks to, you know, D-line to all the whole depth chart, you know. So that's what we're all focusing on, just coming to work every day, ready to work. No matter what's around you, you know, we just got to be on the same page, ready to work every day.
What's it going to be like putting on the full pads tomorrow?
It's going to be great. It's going to be great. You know, we're looking forward to that. We was in half shells today, you know, so you got a little taste of it, but, you know, I'm ready for tomorrow.
What changes? I mean, I know you're not going to be taking guys to the ground or anything
yeah.
like that, but I mean, what changes?
You know, not much changes, actually. Yeah. Just, you know, there's a little change in energy. You know, you get a little more high energy, you know, guys thudding, hidden, so, you know, I think it's going to be good for the team.
In what ways is Dodson really? What are your expectations for him this year?
You know, for Tyrell, you know, he's had a great off season, great fall camp to start. You know, I just think he's going to build off of last season. You know, and if he can do that, you know, we're going to be as good a unit in the country, I think.
Coaching change tough on a new guy, or does it give you an older guy to give you a fresh start, so to speak?
For new guys?
For veteran guys.
Veteran
guys.
Okay, well, yeah, so. Yeah. I mean, I've been through a couple coaching changes with the linebacker coach in D.C., so just kind of a fresh start, you know, just to show what you got, you know, just wipe the slate clean. So, you know, it's kind of a nice thing, you know, just to try and prove yourself again.
What goes through your mind when you hear Jimbo say we got to be more physical? I mean, is that something you you see yourself on tape from last
yeah.
year?
Yeah, I think that's a mentality that everybody has to take on, you know, not just certain groups. I think if we're physical from top to bottom, then that's what creates a real toughness throughout the whole team. So, you know, I think defense has to be through the D-line to the DBs to the corners to the linebackers, everybody, you know.
You think y'all were soft last year in some spots?
I don't think we were, you know, as tough as we could be, you know. I think there's always room to improve everywhere. You know, I think toughness could have been, you know, one of those aspects.
Who's the tough guy on this team?
Who's the tough guy? There's too much to mention. We got some tough guys in here, man. I can't.
If I ask you to say, mention one, who comes to mind first?
I don't know. You put me on the spot. I don't know.
He can pass.
I'll pass.
Coach Fisher has mentioned needing more bodies at linebacker. Who do you see as some of the younger guys who might earn playing time this season?
Yeah, well, I think the young guys are doing a great job. You know, there's a couple guys that, you know, haven't played. Braden White, Keith McGee, Buddy Johnson had a small role last year. I think he's a guy that could be, you know, a really big part of this defense. Just a young group that's really coming on strong.
How's Hines coming on?
Great. Hines is doing great. Just everybody's just, you know, really coming into their own and starting another defense. The carryover from spring was great, as y'all said. So I'm really excited to see what everybody's going to do.
Good. All right. OT, thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.